Fretnats On Deck pregame show, beginning a new road week in Lynchburg. Eric Bach joined by the manager of the Fretnats, Jake Lowry. He was away over the weekend on vacation, so we didn't get to do our Sunday chat, so we're catching up here on Tuesday with the skipper. And Skip, obviously it was a great week for us last week. Hope you enjoyed your 4 days off. How'd you spend them?
It was good. It was with the family. One of those 4 days where you get to, you know, just be a dad and not worry about baseball or anything. But of course, I was still watching the games, listening to you. Just can't get away. But went to an Eric Church concert, had a blast, and I'm glad to be back with the boys.
Nice and refreshed for a nice hot week here in Lynchburg. I want to talk about the weekend games. I know you weren't there for them, but I know you know how they played out. Saturday, erase a 7-run ninth inning deficit, end up losing. Sunday, 4 homers, walk off. I mean, I'm sure you wish you could have seen that in person, but man, this baseball team just went through the ringer over the weekend.
Yeah, no, it was a good series for the boys. You know, we're fighting for something every day, right? And the Saturday game, you know, I saw we were down, and then I looked up and we were, you know, tied, and it was, you know, they hit one more grand slam than us, but man, it was a comeback for the ages, right? You know, you pass the baton to the next guy, whether the other team makes an error or whatever, it doesn't matter. You get on base and then you give it to the next guy and you never know what's going to happen. So for me, it was great to watch on TV. Obviously, I wasn't there, but you know, you take these 4 days for a reason. But no, I had a blast watching the guys and watching from a different perspective.
And now, obviously, last year the draft guys that we got really helped us in the second half to win the second half. Hopefully the same this year. It's been 2 years in a row that draft guys have made a huge impact and have been able to kind of integrate themselves in this clubhouse quickly. That's got to be so kind of a point of pride for you.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I try to have an open door policy and, you know, help these guys out and just make that transition. I know what it was like when I came into a different situation as a player. So for me, it's, you know, I want to make it as easy transition as possible. These guys have just been plugging into their spots and being able to help us out. And like you said, hopefully we can do it over the next 31 games and fight our way into the playoffs.
The best week was Andrew Pinckney's. He just casually showed up and won Carolina League Player of the Week, going 10 for 20. I mean, you got to see him Tuesday, Wednesday in person, and obviously over the weekend on TV, but he just is a guy that I think was a complete steal in the fourth round, a physical specimen that has shown all the tools in his toolbox so far.
Absolutely. You know, he did one more thing that I didn't do is win Player of the Week in the Carolina League, but we also did go in the fourth round together, so we got that going for us. But no, man, I was pumped for him, and the first day I threw BP to him, you know, he hit everything I threw at him, you know, whether it was inside, outside, up, down, and he hit it hard. And then those first two games where he just was, like, lighting up the scoreboard, lighting down the left field line, having good two-strike approach, it's something that you pride yourself on. You know that he takes that serious, laying off tough pitches, and, you know, he got rewarded with the Player of the Week. So looking for more of the same this week.
Max Romero gets the walk-off homer on Sunday. Sometimes you text me when you're watching along. The most excited text I got from you the entire time was when Max threw a guy out at second base. As the catcher and somebody that, you know, has caught his entire life and teaches the catchers here, what Max is doing right now has got to make you really happy.
Makes me really happy. You know, I know he's come from, you know, he wasn't doing that great at the beginning of the year like we've talked about, and then he got hurt, and then he came back, and then he got hurt again. So, like we said, that fresh start, and for him just to be the complete player that he is, you know, behind the plate and at the plate, is something that we take pride in. I know he gets excited about it, and it fires me up because, you know, I want nothing but the best for him and all these guys. But, you know, personally, from a catching standpoint, it's something that, you know, we can, you know, hang our hat on, and I'm just excited for him going forward.
Obviously, we have Dylan Cruz. That's good for us as the number two overall pick in the draft. Hit his first pro homer on Sunday, and it feels like he's just starting to scratch the surface here after that kind of initial crazy weekend. I'm expecting a big week from him here this week, and I'm sure the same for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a kid that, you know, what, he was in D.C., then he went to Florida, and then he was back, you know, here, and, you know, it's just a lot of travel. I can appreciate that because, you know, I did the college circuit. You know, you do the reward circuit. You wait forever to sign and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, for him, I think it's finally he's getting in his routine. You know, he can get the proper sleep, and his hours are the same. So I'm looking for a big week from him. I'm excited for him to play, you know, 6 games in a row and, you know, see what he's got because he's obviously a really good player and a special talent.
Talking with Jake Lowry on Fretnats On Deck. Bullpen night tonight. This is kind of the first time all year that we've done this. Kevin Rodriguez will start, but kind of the platoon pitching staff after that. Starting is not something K-Rod has done this year. So hopefully for him, he can throw strikes and get us off to a good start. But what do you what is the message to him going into a game a little differently than he's used to?
Well, just for him, it's just to, you know, use all his pitches from the get-go, you know, whether it's, you know, he doesn't need to work into something. He's going to, you know, whether he faces the lineup twice, you know, he gets all the way through it, or he faces it, you know, for just two innings and six batters, you never know what's going to happen. So for me, it's just use all his stuff from the get-go. Don't feel like he's got to, you know, work into the game. He's going to come in just like it's another inning and, you know, give us what he's got. And, you know, it's been pretty good lately, and it's been pretty good all year.
Roysmar Quintana is another guy that has emerged of late. Really good month of July that has carried over into August. He's been through multiple position change from the outfield to the infield, back to the outfield, now back to the infield. I mean, what has been given what has been thrown at him, the way that he's hitting now, that's got to show you a lot about his process and how much better he's gotten this year.
Absolutely. That's what you expect good players to do. And for somebody who, you know, signed for a lot of money, came in with some prospect status, you know, things weren't always going great for him. He was hitting balls hard. He was striking out too much in our eyes and his eyes. And you move him back out to the outfield, and his average goes up 45 points. So for me, you know, some of those hits started to fall, but he also started to take his walks and hit balls hard and find the gaps. And then play pretty good defense out there for not doing it in over a year. And then, like you said, he's back in the infield now. You know, it's just another tool in his toolbox. You know, he can play left field, he can play the outfield, play first base. It's just going to help him as he goes on later in his career. But for me, he's made so many strides this season, which I love to see. And, you know, he's had a good attitude about it the whole time. So, you know, it's his first full season really on an affiliate too. So he's the first time out of Florida. Like, you know, we don't expect these guys to be all-stars, but, you know, we expect them to work, and they've continued to get better and better and learn about their process. And that's been one of the things that I've just loved about them.
First ever Tuesday chat with Jake Lowry here on Fred Nat Tonight. I'm not going to be here Sunday, so we had to get in. I couldn't miss you 2 weeks in a row, Skipper. Thank you.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies.